Welcome to Brain Stuff from HowStuffWorks.com, where smart happens.
Hi, I'm Marshall Brain with today's question. How does chlorine bleach work? I mean, you can buy chlorine bleach at the grocery store in gallon jugs, but what are you buying and why does it remove stains? If you take ordinary table salt or sodium chloride, mix it with water, and apply a simple electrolysis reaction, it produces chlorine gas easily. That same reaction produces sodium hydroxide, or NaOH, in the water. By mixing the chlorine gas with the sodium hydroxide, you create sodium hypochlorite. It's NaOCl, or table salt with an added oxygen atom. When you buy a gallon of bleach at the grocery store, what you're buying is that chemical, sodium hypochlorite, mixed with water in a 5% solution. In other words, you're buying salt water that has been changed slightly by electricity to add an oxygen atom. The chlorine in bleach is the same as the chlorine in drinking water or in a swimming pool. In fact, you can use chlorine bleach from the grocery store to treat a swimming pool. A gallon of bleach can treat about 20,000 gallons of water. Typically, a pool is treated at a rate of 3 parts per million, and drinking water is treated at anywhere from 0.2 parts per million to 3 parts per million, depending on the level of contamination and the contact time. Chlorine is used in pools and drinking water because it's a great disinfectant. It's able to kill bacteria and algae. Chlorine also makes a great stain remover, but not because of the chlorine itself. Natural stains, as well as dyes, produced by everything from mildew to grass, come from chemical compounds called chromophores. Chromophores can absorb light at specific wavelengths and therefore cause colors. When chlorine reacts with water, it produces hydrochloric acid and atomic oxygen. The oxygen reacts easily with the chromophores to eliminate the portion of the structure that causes the color, so the color disappears. Do you have any ideas or suggestions for this podcast? If so, please send me an email at podcast@howstuffworks.com.
For more on this and thousands of other topics, go to howstuffworks.com.